soap boxes would normally be used in middle-class homes and above. And the working man on a day-to-day basis wouldn't necessarily have a soapbox at home which he could conveniently carry out. Looking at the records which are available, it seems that soapboxes had various uses, and one of which was to make coffins for babies whose circumstances of death were highly suspicious. So the newspapers would report that a soapbox had been found at the rubbish dump, and it had been opened and found to contain the body of a small child. Small children liked soapboxes because they could knock a hole in them, tie a piece of string, and drag them around as toys. But the use of soapbox in the terms where you say somebody's on his soapbox again is quite fascinating. I have come across, and it's the only reference I have come across, to this oblique association of the soapbox as the sobriquet of a barber. And very simply, this article, which is entitled The Last Perruquier, and was written in the 1850s in a magazine, describes, it starts with the words, now is the perfect opportunity for the soapbox. Because once the barber started to lather his customer, his client, in order to shave him, the client couldn't say another word until the operation was over. And the person who did all the talking was the barber. And barbers even had barbershop quartets. They would sing whilst they were working. And so whilst you were being shaved, the barber had the floor to himself, and he could bore you to death with tales of his mother-in-law's intestinal and gastric problems. Or the fact that Queen Victoria wasn't seen much these days while she was in mourning Prince Albert. And I rather feel that it wasn't so much, because when you look at most of the photographs of people speaking at Speaker's Corner, they are not standing on soapboxes. They're not standing on boxes. They're standing on ladders.